Soup is universal.
All you need is fire, water, and some sort of vessel. Everything in the meal stays in one big pot, making soup very efficient. In Uruguay, where I'm from, sopa is made by boiling water with whatever vegetables are available. Usually there are carrots, celery, and squash, but it can even be made with just an onion. That is the sound of 7 Uruguayan cookbooks. Not one of them has a recipe for sopa. And yet every Uruguayan household eats it with almost every meal. It was my baby food. It is served in school cafeterias, and there is always some left over in the fridge. There's no recipe. I like to think of it as improvisation. Every time it comes out differently, but it still tastes like home. In Uruguay, no one buys canned soup either. Homemade sopa is our version of Campbell's tomato or chicken noodle soup. Well, why is it so special? It's easy, but it's also delicious. There are no fancy spices or techniques, it's just vegetables and broth. The magic is that as the vegetables and water boil, the juices blend together in the water. If the vegetables were put in the water after it had boiled, all of the flavor would be sealed in the vegetables. Once the water is boiled, we add some salt and then pour it into bowls. It's bright orange with pieces of carrots, squash, and celery in my home, but every household makes it differently depending on what's available at the feria, the daily open-air markets, and what they prefer. Sometimes people add noodles or meat, or egg, or grated cheese. It can be the base for other things like risotto or polenta. It's very versatile. I love soba. But one person who's notorious for despising it is Mafalda. Mafalda is a cartoon character created by the Argentine artist Kino, whose obituary I was surprised to see in the New York Times last month because I never thought anyone outside of Uruguay or Argentina would know who he was. Mafalda is a very curious little girl. She knows she does not want to be a housewife like her mom, or her best friend Susanita, who dreams of being a housewife. Instead, Mafalda loves looking at and talking to the globe, asking her dad about philosophy and protesting when her mom serves her sopa. This makes me wonder what sopa means to Mafalda. Kino couldn't have written so many comics about Mafalda hating soup if it didn't mean something more. I asked a few friends and family from Uruguay and Argentina to tell me why they think sopa is significant for Mafalda and what it symbolizes to her.
La sopa era algo que Mafalda realmente odiaba. No lo podía tolerar.
María Jesús Irulegui thinks that sopa represented everything Mafalda hated.
Mafalda odiaba la injusticia.
Mafalda hated injustice.
La necesidad.
She hated poverty.
La inmundicia humana.
Cruelty.
El mundo adulto y todas sus convenciones.
The adult world and all of its conventions.
La guerra.
War.
La tristeza.
And sadness.
Entonces, la sopa resume para Mafalda todas estas cosas que ella
sopa
odiaba.
Sopa es la opresión, la represión, la imposición, el poder de alguien más fuerte.
Argentine Leo Kotler's analysis is that Mafalda represented the weak in the face of the powerful. He looks at it within the historical context of military oppression in Argentina.
Y representa tal vez en una concepción un poco más amplia, las fuerzas armadas o los militares o digamos todo lo que se vive en esa época en Argentina.
Amelia Mina Capilli says that sopa functioned as a bad word for Mafalda and exclaiming it allowed her to express big emotions that she felt.
Como a ella no le gusta para nada, es como una mala palabra cuando la usa, como Kino no utilizaba malas palabras, sopa era una mala palabra para ella, ¿no?
When I sent this question out, I received about a dozen responses with different interpretations of what sopa meant to Mafalda. The fact that all of these people could discuss sopa as such a meaningful thing shows that sopa really does mean home. Even if sopa represented all of these negative things for Mafalda, she could still hate it within the safe place of her home. It would always be there in her home.
Sopa has been a constant for my whole life. Even though it changes slightly every time, it's reliable. I've always eaten with the people that I love the most. It has become something I associate with home. What I love about it is that it's so surprising. Ordinary ingredients, one pot, plain soup. With all of these things going against it, sopa still manages to be delicious. It represents where I come from and what I want to be. Just like sopa, I want to make the ordinary magical. Maybe when Mafalda grows up, she will realize these things too, or maybe she will reject her home just as she rejects sopa. Either way, sopa will always be there for both of us.
I would like to end with my Uncle Steve's reflection about sopa. They may seem over the top, but he's not wrong. For me, sopa is life. Broth is the soul of the people. It is the ferocious yell that is the solution of joys and tragedies of destiny.
Puro amor.
Pure love.